This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, an inside look at police unions, how they became so powerful.
They're only powerful because we allow them to be powerful politically.
And how they could help or hurt police reform.
The unions, they have to come on board. They don't want change, but we have to change with the times.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
The COVID-19 pandemic has surged to new highs as the U.S. marked more than 50,000 additional cases in a single day, a new record. Infections have spiked in 40 of the 50 states. One of those states is Florida, which set its own new daily record today with more than 10,000 new cases. Governor Ron DeSantis insisted that Florida is equipped to handle the crisis.
If you go back to March, when we kind of faced the initial wave of this, I mean, we had very few tests relative to what we have now. Now hospitals test anyone that comes in for something they can test. You know, we, between the state, we're doing 10, 15,000 tests a day at all the different sites.
Also today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statewide order that face masks must be worn in public in counties with more than 20 coronavirus cases. That amounts to nearly 75% of all the counties in the state. He had previously insisted that the government couldn't order people to wear masks. Despite this, there were signs of economic recovery today. The Labor Department reported that the U.S. economy added 4.8 million jobs in the month of June, helping the nation's unemployment rate fall to 11.1%. However, that recovery may be short-lived now that a surge in COVID-19 cases has triggered a new wave of closures. Even so, President Trump sounded optimistic.
80% of small businesses are now open, 80%. And we think we're going to have some very good numbers in the coming months because others are opening. And especially as we put the flame out, getting rid of the flame, it's happening.
There are still nearly 15 million fewer jobs in June than there were back in February before the pandemic forced mass closures. Meanwhile, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said that Americans would be better off had the president taken swifter action against COVID-19.
We're still in a deep, deep job hole because Donald Trump has so badly bungled the response to the coronavirus and now has basically given up on responding at all. You know, a million more Americans would, millions of them would still have their job if Donald Trump had done his job.
We'll take a closer look at today's unemployment picture after the news summary. The upbeat jobs report boosted stocks on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 92 points to close at 25,827. The Nasdaq rose 53 points and the S&P 500 added 14. The Supreme Court today agreed to hear whether the House of Representatives can access secret grand jury material from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The Trump administration had appealed a lower court's order for the documents to be turned over to the Democratic-controlled House. Today's move means that Congress will not likely see the documents until after the November election. The Supreme Court also ordered lower courts to reconsider two cases stemming from restrictive abortion laws in Indiana that had previously been blocked by courts. One required women to get an ultrasound before the procedure. The other expanded parental notifications when minors seek an abortion. The move comes just days after the high court struck down a Louisiana law that regulated abortion clinics. A New York judge ruled overnight that a tell-all book by President Trump's niece can move forward. The decision overturned a lower court's temporary hold. The president's brother had sued to stop its release, arguing that it would violate a family confidentiality agreement. But now the book will be published later this month. In Myanmar, rescue workers recovered the bodies of more than 160 people who died in a landslide at a jade mine. Heavy rain caused a heap of mining waste to collapse into a lake. The wave of mud engulfed scores of freelance miners scavenging the area. The poorly regulated jade mines in Myanmar's northern Kachin state are the most lucrative in the world. A building caught fire at Iran's Natanz nuclear plant today. U.S.-based analysts told the Associated Press they believe the site was a new centrifuge production facility. The underground plant is used to enrich uranium. Iranian officials insisted that there wasn't major damage or radiation leaks. And a passing to note, broadcast TV veteran Hugh Downs died of natural causes on Wednesday at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. His career spanned 7 decades and included co-anchoring NBC's Today Show and the ABC News magazine 2020. He also hosted the PBS series Over Easy and Live from Lincoln Center. Hugh Downs was 99 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, a rise in COVID infections threatens the economic recovery following the original outbreak. Hong Kong continues to reel from the Chinese government's imposition of a new security law. The president's rhetoric stokes tensions amid a racial reckoning in the U.S. and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.